AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin says he wants to see a House Ethics Committee investigation into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz.
We cannot allow this valuable information from a bipartisan investigation to be hidden from the American people.
Gaetz has resigned from the House. The investigation looked into whether Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. He has denied the allegations. Some Republicans want further investigation, but not Missouri's Josh Hawley.
I think the president's entitled to broad presumption in favor of his cabinet, and my working presumption is that I'll vote in favor of all of his cabinet picks.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, is warning about Iran's advancing atomic program as wars in the Middle East rage on and as President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House.
The fact that international tensions and regional tensions do exist, this show that the space for negotiation and diplomacy is not getting bigger. It's getting smaller.
The satirical news publication The Onion won the bidding for Alex Jones' InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction backed by families of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones had called the shooting a hoax. Ben Collins is the CEO of Onion's parent company.
Alex is but a tiny little character in this vast universe of fear-based media. And we want to get after that.
Jones says he will fight this. The Justice Department says jail officials in Fulton County, Georgia, violated the constitutional rights of people in their custody by failing to protect them from violence and holding them in unsafe conditions using excessive force. The department promised to get the courts involved if corrective action isn't taken immediately. This is AP News. The military is still struggling with suicides in the ranks.
A long-term trend continues. Military suicides rose last year after dipping slightly a year earlier. Officials say young male enlisted troops make up the vast majority of suicides, and the bulk of them use a firearm. The Pentagon has worked to develop programs aimed at boosting mental health assistance for troops and education on gun safety, locks, and storage, but many have not yet been fully implemented, and the moves fall far short of more drastic gun safety measures an independent commission recommended. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Japan's fleet of hybrid helicopter military aircraft have been cleared to resume operations following an incident last month. A V-22 Osprey tilted and hit the ground during a joint U.S. exercise. An investigation found human error was the cause. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.